Thank you for listening to the Transformation Podcast. This is Burl Armstrong, licensed clinical professional counselor, your transformation specialist. On this week's podcast, we're going to talk a little bit more about procrastination, but we're going to focus our talk today on perfectionism. Perfectionism is often mistaken for being perfect or doing something perfectly. And many people assume that it must be a good thing. Other people think of being a perfectionist as being something negative and embarrassing. So the question is it good or is it bad? Often when people struggle with perfectionism or the fear of making mistakes or fear of failure, that has a tendency to cause one to procrastinate. It causes one to stop. It causes one to stall out. It causes one to avoid taking on new tasks, assignments, or completing things as a result of fear of failure, fear of making a mistake. Often thinking that they are so imperfect. So in other words, they have to strive to be perfect, to not make any mistakes in order to bring a task to completion. So let's talk. Perfectionism involves putting pressure on ourselves to meet high standards, which then powerfully influences the way we think about ourselves. So just a brief recap, when we started this podcast talking about procrastination, remember we said procrastination is a threat to our self-worth. Often we avoid doing things or delay doing things or putting off doing things that pose to be a threat to our self-worth, or so we think. Research has shown that parts of perfectionism are helpful and parts are not as helpful. We're here to help identify and work on some of the unhelpful parts that causes us to spiral off in a place of procrastination where we get on that hamster wheel and we keep going and going and going and we stall out or we freeze or we flee from completing tasks or moving to the place where we can be the best version of ourselves. The aim here is to work, to move forward, to be a producer, to start things, to finish things, to accomplish things, to have a sense of accomplishment and achievement in our life so that we can live a more fulfilling and abundant life. This involves setting appropriate goals and standards for ourselves. Often we set standards that are not attainable and not realistic. Instead of taking an honest look at ourselves and giving ourselves enough motivation to try to be a little bit better than we were last time. But instead, we set high standards, and those standards serve as a definite, direct threat to our self-worth. So, let's again focus on perfectionism. There is a big difference between the healthy and helpful pursuit of excellence and the unhealthy and unhelpful striving for perfection. So, exactly, what is perfectionism? Well, perfectionism is not necessarily about being perfect. Ask yourself these questions. It's time to take a little self-assessment. Is it ever really possible to be 100% perfect? Is it possible to go through life without ever making a mistake? If it's not about being perfect, then what do we mean when we say someone is a perfectionist? Well, there are three key parts to being a perfectionist. One is the relentless striving for extremely high standards. for yourself or for others. This is a mentality where you focus and you find yourself saying and thinking in shoulds and must talk and language. I should be able to do this, or that person should do that, or I must be able to do this, or that person must do that. It talks about extremely high standards which puts pressure on you and other people to perform. Now, not only can this cause you to procrastinate, but it will also cause other people to procrastinate by the standards that you place on them that are unreasonable and possibly unattainable. These standards are personally demanding in the context of the individual. Typically, to someone else, the standards are considered to be unreasonable given the circumstances. So what we're really talking about is the thoughts and ideas that we impose upon ourselves that pack in these unrelenting high standards. These standards that are unreasonable, these standards that appear to be unattainable, but yet we strive for them on the inside. But then our stress system kicks in and either we freeze or we flee. Either we stop and stall out or we run and we avoid. Key part number two in regards to perfectionism. Judging your self-worth based largely on your ability to strive for and achieve such unrelenting standards. Again, judging your self-worth based largely on your ability to strive for and achieve such unrelenting standards. So, when we talk about procrastination and perfectionism, again, we're talking about that threat to your self-worth. And these unrelenting high standards serve as a direct assault to your self-worth. However, a lot of times people do not see the inward struggle that takes place on a person who is striving for perfection, a person that is striving not to make mistakes. Because in all of that, there is a fear of failure. There's a fear of rejection, a fear of not being approved, a fear of not fitting in, a fear of missing the mark. But you can look on the outside like you have it all together, like you're the person that knows how to cross your T's and dot your I's and everything is perfect and in place. But on the inside, there is a tornado that's whirling on the inside, that's wracking all kind of havoc and anxiety on the inside of you. And as a result of that, you have a tendency to stall out. You have a tendency to avoid, often delegating or putting things on other people. These high standards, calling them to meet the standards that you yourself cannot meet. Perfectionism. Part three, experiencing negative consequences of setting such demanding standards, yet continuing to go for them despite the huge cost. Now, I guess you say, well, it doesn't seem like what you're saying about perfectionism and procrastination are going hand in hand, but yet and still it is. Because oftentimes perfectionism will cause people to stall out, but also it will cause them to strive for something that is unattainable. But here's the thing, on the inside, you have an overwhelming sense of failure, and you in and of yourself know that the standards that you have set are unattainable. But yet, because of pride or because of your unwillingness to take a step back and walk in a place of truth, you will not reevaluate your standards, you will not reevaluate your goals, and hint you walk in a place where you feel totally unfulfilled. You don't feel like you can accomplish anything or achieve anything. You have a tendency to alienate and separate yourself from other people because you are afraid that they are judging you and they are seeing what you see in yourself. Hence, you come to a place where you are avoiding people. Hence, you are in that place where you have stalled out, where you are freezing, you are immobilized, you are paralyzed. But I'm here to tell you, you do not have to live in that place. You can transform the way that you think. If I've been talking to you today and you find that some of these things that I'm saying are hitting home with you, then you are in the right place at the right time. You can give yourself a break. You can give yourself mercy. You can tap into some grace and you can look at the standards that you have set for yourself. You can reevaluate your goals. You can break those goals down in small attainable parts, set a reasonable timelines and work toward accomplishing them. Work toward attainment successfully, with less pressure, less fear of failure. You are not called to be perfect. No one is perfect. None of us. None of us have achieved the unattainable goals that we have set for ourselves. But if we reflect over our lives, we can see that we have achieved some things. Some things that maybe other people thought that we would never achieve. Even some things that maybe we thought ourselves we would never achieve. But yet we have achieved them. There are some things that we can say, yes, I did that. I accomplished that. I completed that. I have finish that. And that should serve as a momentum to propel you, to encourage you, to empower you, and to remind you that you are not stagnant, that you are not a failure, that you have value, you have worth, and you have power. It can be done. Would it be such a hard task for you to take a step back? Take some time. Write down your goals. You have a big project that you're facing. Take some time. Write down what is the end result of that project. Take some time and write down steps to moving toward the completion of that project. And sometimes you may have to take a step and break it down into smaller steps, but that's okay. Because the goal is to have a sense of accomplishment. The goal is to break that thing down because it's so big that it is causing you to freeze. It is causing you to flee. It is causing you to stall out. It is causing you to feel powerless. So here's a way to get your power back. Break that thing down into smaller, achievable, attainable steps. And hey, don't be afraid to ask for help if you need it. That's why you have other people in your life. You don't have to have all the answers. You may have the vision, and other people can come alongside of you to support the fulfillment of your vision because they have the skills and the resources necessary to bring that thing to fruition. I guess you said, well, I've been sitting on this dream. I've been sitting on this project. I've been sitting on this task for so long, and it's too late. Time is not on my side. Well, I serve you notice today that that is not true. If you are listening to this podcast, this is a reminder. This is to speak to your dream. This is to speak to your passion. This is to speak to that project or that goal or that task or that assignment and to call it to come forth, to wake you up, to empower you, to encourage you, and to remind you that you can do it. No, you don't have to be perfect. No, it's not required. It's not necessary. Stop striving for extremely high standards. Stop judging your present self-worth based on things that you have not been able to achieve because at that time they were unattainable. Stop experiencing the negative consequences, the stress, the anxiety, the depression, the oppression, the isolation, the alienation as a result of striving to be perfect. You don't have to be perfect. All you have to do is be a producer. Get moving. So I know today we've talked about a lot of things, but I hope the one thing that did happen is that you realize that what you haven't been able to accomplish does not measure who you are, the value and the worth that you have as a person. If you want to feel better about you, then look at the tasks, the goals, the dreams, the assignments, and break that thing down. If it seems too big, then simplify it, modify it, tweak it, make it so it's attainable. And for some of you, you have stalled out, you have stopped, you have frozen, you have paused because you're waiting for something to happen. Well, I charge you today, what if the something that you're waiting for is you to get moving, you to stop sitting there feeling sorry for yourself, sitting there saying that there's no one here to help me, no one's here is concerned about me, but take in what I'm telling you, because I know that you have value, you have worth, you are loved, and you are cared for. It's time to get moving. It's time to get off your soapbox, to get off your bottom, put fire to your feet, and move with purpose. You are a producer. You've been created to make things happen. Stop waiting for something to happen and you be the something that needs to happen. Get moving today. Get moving now. That ends this week's podcast. But I want to ask you to do three things for me. I want to ask you to subscribe if you haven't subscribed. That way you'll keep me updated every time a new podcast comes out. I'm going to ask you to rate this podcast, and I'm going to ask you to write a review. I want to hear from you. I want to know if what's being said is encouraging you, empowering you, and helping you. And then last but not least, I'm going to ask you to do a bonus. I'm going to ask you to share this podcast with others, because we're not the only ones struggling with perfectionism. We're not the only ones struggling with procrastination. We're not the only ones that are struggling with fear of failure, fear of making a mistake, fear of rejection, and fear of not fitting in. And so if we can empower you, know that this can empower others. Take care, and we'll see you next week. Thank you for listening.